Communication y Medias en Degrees 38, 2018. La expulsión del Pérez Urbano, representaciones de la quedad informal en el film Hechos Kensmedas, 1986. Claudio Lagos Olivero. Universidad Finisterrea, Santiago, Chile. Claudio.Lagos@UF.cl. 1. Introduction. This paper aims to establish and characterize representations of the urban typology known as the informal city Lake Era, 1994, Brillenberg and Lumpner, 2005, Sasson, 2005, Doerr, 2003, 2004, 2008, Thurn Anders, Kellett and Allen, 2010, Gerent 2010, Glesser, 2011, Tors, 2011, Fiore and Brander, 2010. Fiore, 2014. It will focus on the film Hechos Kensmedas, Vera, 1986, specifically on the sequences which show the public space of Santiago. The informal city is a challenging typology to describe since it originated as a manifestation of the urban, disordered for many different reasons, and thus appears in different forms, from social exclusion and misery to an almost formal status. Emilio Doerr, 2003, states that the informal city is a product of the housing situation in an area prior to urbanization. It corresponds to what is commonly known in Mexico as popular urbanization. That is to say, when we refer to an informal city, in fact we are talking about different ways of producing the city informally. Doerr, 2003. This movie tells the story of marginalized two people who converge on the riverside, Mexico River, probably due to economic, psychological and or ideological causes. Hardcore poverty and exclusion are present in this story set in the 1980s, where a human settlement is precariously taking shape, far away from the formalities of Santiago. The current research is based on a methodological design 3 for analyzing urban representations in the mass media, Lagos Olivero, 2015, 2016, where certain theoretical typologies about cities converge, explaining the way public space is manifested in some urban contexts. In other words, this model allows for an analysis of urban representations in traditional mass media from the mediation perspective, Martin Serrano, 2004, 2008, which provides a theoretical and methodological basis to identify the transformations of public space in a city in terms of its historical, time, and geographical, space, context. The communication social theory proposed by Martin Serrano, 2004, permits socio-historical analysis of change or no change in the representation system, cognitive context, social system, in this case, the urban context, and or communication system. Media context. The paper raises our prior theoretical question about the informal for city. On the one hand, this urban phenomenon has a strong presence in certain Chilean cities, including Santiago, and, on the other hand, it is mostly absent from Latin American cinema, Lagos Olivero, 2015, if compared to categories defining other types of cities. This theoretical reflection indicated will allow us to establish the criteria for observing this type of urban order in the iconic mass media in general, and in cinematography in particular. That will be the basis of this analysis. 1.1. Predominance of the visual in the informal city. Hechos Kensmedas is the debut film of Luisa Vera and is based on the work of playwright Fran Ratigan, whose work usually tells stories about marginal people in marginal contexts. That is his original brand. Vera's film version reflects this, recreating the contexts and atmospheres that Ratigan creates in certain parts of Santiago. Thus, the locations captured by his camera indicate, visually and hegemonically, the urban informality present in the material reality of the time, 1982-1990. Hechos Kensmedas is, by far, the film that presents Santiago most clearly as an informal city. While groups like ICTUS offered stories that appealed especially to the enlightened middle class that constituted the largest part of its public, the dramaturgy of Juan Ratigan addressed popular sectors. His texts have the distinctive feature of turning marginal individuals, such as layabouts, prostitutes, and the homeless in general into the sole protagonists that bring stories to life. Here the Chilean slang has a major role as an identity marker and a register of the expressiveness of the world portrayed. Kera, Figueroa, Jocelyn Holt, Roland Vicuña, 2001. The text is divided into four parts. Firstly, there is a theoretical discussion in which the informal city and social mediation are framed in the historic context to which they belong. Secondly, I will provide details on the relevant aspects of the methodology applied. Thirdly, I will indicate the main results, and finally, propose some conclusions. 1.2. Historical context. The Chilean decade of 1980 is a socio-historical period that has been extensively studied from different points of view in the social sciences. As is well known, in political terms, this decade corresponds to the dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet and his implementation of neoliberal economic policies, which had a profound impact on the middle and lower classes. At that time, poverty indicators, as well as overall dissatisfaction, started to increase. Kera et al. 2001. Poverty became widespread, affecting over 60% of the national population, Midiplane, 1998, and, naturally, the structures of the city. Defective government repression increased its cruelty as it became clear that it was losing control over the situation. But the fear that took root in people's daily lives in 1973 was decreasing in the 80s. As a result, a period of protests and national strikes began on May 11, 1983, Bravo, 2017. Eventually, this led to a complex understanding of democratic political forces. Most certainly, Santiago was the scenario and witness of the actions described, which more often than not were bloody. Solata, 2006. Films of the 1982-1990 period show largely no compunction in the public space in relation to this economic crisis. Watching a movie produced in the 1980s about marginal people places us at a time of radical changes in the Chilean economy, adjustments that ultimately sustained the current neoliberal model. With this background information on display, we can dig deeper into the urban informality represented in direct relation to the story. This will allow us to observe the characteristics of Santiago as an informal city. 1.3. Films in the 80s. As could be expected, national film production was also affected by the political context. In this regard, it may be noted that the period was characterized by three phenomena. The limited number of films released in cinemas, in a sort of cultural blackout mueza, 1990, Kera et al. 2001. De los Ríos, 2010, that was exacerbated by both official censorship and self-censorship. Mueza and Arellana, 2010. The strengthening of what is known as Chilean cinema in exile, Mueza, 1992. And, the new format that burst onto the scene to provide alternatives to the expensive way of making films. The U-Metic 3/4 VCR was a new production method that was born and died in the same decade. It should be considered that making films at the time was, without a doubt, a heroic act. Maybe it was closer to art itself, where there is a risk to the creative reputation and very integrity of all the parties involved. Reflecting on the risks of making films during the dictatorship, we should also note an apparently obvious, but significant difference from the viewpoint of this text. Filming in the security of the set or studio was one thing, but doing it in the public space was quite another. The regime was suspicious of cinematographic activity, and thus gave dual merit for filming in outdoor locations, in full view of its many agents. Luis Vera was one of the few filmmakers who dared to develop a marginal history filmed outside. It is thus a singular case study regarding the subject of this paper. 1.4. Representations of the informal city. A Stuart Hall, 2003, states, presence is as important as absence in social representations, and the informal city, as an urban typology, had a moderate and even low presence in the periods analyzed. In general, the representations that mass media propose about public space show a part of reality, and at the same time hide another. For instance, the traits that define urban informality, poverty, precariousness, deterioration, of a city like Santiago Lagos Olivo, 2015. While in 1981-1990 the representation of the informal city is more evident, it is far from symbolically configuring a hegemonic urban image. In this regard, H.O.'s Kensmedis is an exception. 2. theoretical framework. The representation of the city. As I said, this article works with the urban typology known as the informal city. This is our type of territorial order with particular characteristics, diverse manifestations, and whose emergence is due to a specific social context. Identifying these characteristics through a review of the literature, I propose a model for analyzing this type of public space as recorded in the movie. 2.1. The informal city, the origin of the concept. Delimiting the boundaries of this kind of city in theoretical terms is our complex task. Even though Michael Legora, 1994, worked on the idea of an informal city in terms of social anthropology in the 90s, his work was based on big American cities, particularly on the large metropolitan area of San Francisco and Oakland in California. Therefore, he refers to cities in the Western Democratic Project, Legora, 1994, whose high-income economies produce an informal space that is part of the formal city. It's not about the concept of a dual city, Quesada, 1985, Marcos, 1989, as a previous idea of the informational city, Castles, 1989. He rather locates this manifestation in the urban interstices, Sasson, 2005, as part of a whole conforming the city itself. His viewpoint is, therefore, far from the Latin American informal city and fits better with the concept of a layered city proposed by Marcuse and Van Kempen, 2000. This is part of a large typological group that tries to explain the strengthening of structural spatial divisions Marcuse, 2000, in the context of globalization. Specifically, it refers to the concept of a fragmented city. In that line of thought, Saskia Sasson, 2005, recognizes that of low-paid work, the need for low-cost housing, and the urban offering of services, all of which are characteristic of an informal city, manifest an advanced urban economy, Sasson, 2005, in the so-called big and complex cities, such as the global city itself, Sasson, 1999. That is to say, in this context Sasson understands the informal city as part of certain advanced economies, which are materially possible if urban space is observed as fragmented by certain symbolic limits, but united by underlying interconnections that are not always evident in observation in situ, as in Legora's ethnographic observation, 1994. 2.2. The Latin American informal city. The informal city, which is the object of study in this article, has another nature. It is associated with losers, the marginalized, and poverty. All topics are far from the success rhetoric that is proposed, for example, by Richard Florida's Urban Creative Indicators, 2008. In 2010, Felipe Hernandez and others published Rethinking the Informal City, Critical Perspectives from Latin America. The book is based on the central idea. There are many kinds of urban expressions coexisting in the same space. Under this concept, they identify two types of cities, i.e., static or formal city, whose representation is basically determined by its architecture, and i.e., kinetic or informal city, whose representation is determined by its space and the values of those who inhabit it. This book promotes overcoming the binary observation logic of rich and poor, center and outskirts, or first and third world, Rocha and Hernandez et al. 2010, to establish that beyond the burden of marginal stigma, informal urban development is rich in values and manifestations. Such expressions go from formal to precarious, as Paola Giron, 2010, says when she identifies this structure with inhabited areas that lack core services like running water, electricity, or a sewage system, Giron, 2010. We situate Fiore and Brand as point of view in the land of the formal. They propose it as live space, in motion, with its own cultural and identity traits, Fiore and Brand, 2010. We understand that such reflections stem from the observation of the Brazilian favela as a sociocultural expression. Fiore also talks about auto-generated cities Fiore, 2014, whose inhabitants create their own roof. This positive denomination is similar to the idea proposed by Edward Glessre, 2011, who defines favelas, particularly the so-called resenha, as an indicator of urban vitality that generates better services and opportunities in comparison to what happens in rural Brazil. Glessre states that cities have the key to defeating poverty, an idea that is coherent with his appraisal of the favela. The informal city is not an urban anomaly in itself, although it opposes the presence of certain urban shortcomings. Or rather, it is not pure defect. This is how Tours, 2011, understands it on the basis of his observations of the Colombian informal city. Informality is not a synonym of grinding poverty. While a socio-economic continuum between formal and informal levels exists, there is also a gradual scale inside the latter, from survival and the possibility of obtaining minimum housing to hard poverty, misery and indigence, Tours, 2011. Alfredo Brillenberg and Hubert Wartlumpner published Informal City 2005, which shows an important effort to characterize, define and problematize this kind of urban structure, based on the Venezuelan example. The text includes several reflections that are useful to delimit the concept from an interdisciplinary point of view, which seeks to give theoretic order to a phenomenon that, as we have seen, is generally understood as a problem rather than as an other way of creating a city. Within the above framework, the presence of the informal city necessarily supposes a formal city, which can be understood as a Manichean relation, reduced to a counterpoint between legal, as regulated by the law, and illegal, not regulated. Brillenberg and Lumpner 2005, Tours, 2011. In other words, any kind of urban planning produces or could produce, for different reasons, certain informality in its territory. In fact, there are cases in geographic zones all over the earth, both in high-income countries and in average and low-income countries. Emilio Dura includes the informal city in the context of the Latin American metropolis Dura, 2008, which stems from the precarious housing associated with vulnerable sectors of the population, outside of the established order. In summary, the informal city is an urban category with different causes, and thus different manifestations, which range from quasi-formality to structural misery. Therefore, we can say that it is an ordering of land that escapes the established legal order, Dura, 2003. This is partly due to the absence of public policies, Sasson, 2005, which in most cases creates a social division of the metropolitan space, causing the breakdown of the urban continuum, Dura, 2008, and emblematic icons of which may be found in big Brazilian cities. Nevertheless, some authors associate this kind of city with vitality, opportunities, and identity construction, Fiore, 2010. Glessery, 2011, which arise from self-management housing processes. As mentioned above, in the Chilean case, Paola Giron notes that these settlements are scattered throughout the country's main cities as well as in small towns and rural areas. Giron, 2010. Thus, the informal city is understood as a manifestation of urban informalities and, therefore, may be part of other types of cities, such as the global city, in a certain territory. All this theoretical reflection briefly explains the urban informality that defines our city, or part of it, in the global context. In general and in light of this theoretical frame, this paper proposes two major dimensions, from the viewpoint of Ben Eisenman sociology, to observe the informal city, Lagos Olivo, 2016. Urban informality, in the material production of the city itself, and, informal economy, in its social development. From this emerge the criteria for observing this kind of urban planning, which are identified in point 3, methodological design for the analysis of the represented city. 2.3. The social theory of communication. The social theory of communication proposed by Manuel Martin Serrano, 2004, analyses the interaction between two systems that the author understands as independent and interdependent, the social system and the communication system. This is based on the social mediation paradigm, Martin Serrano, 2008, which explains the role of institutional public communication as a part of social control in capitalist societies. From this perspective, we can assume that the national film production of the time, which, as is well known, was limited and handcrafted, suggests a certain vision of reality. This could be considered part of the cultural code of order that films, as a media, use in processes of change and social reproduction, Lagos Olivo, 2015. The social theory of communication is appropriate to address the subject matter because it can be used to analyze the relation among transformations in communication and changes in the social system where they take place. For instance, it allows us to study communicative and social changes in connection to economic and technological transformations in communication. This corresponds to theories about the city that, according to Castles, 1989, explain the transformation, in this case, of post-industrial urban structures due to the eruption of information and communication technologies, ICT. This refers to the social system affected by transformations in the communication system. The same reasoning can be applied to the relation between neoliberal economic politics and the informal city, understood as our link between causes and effects at an urban level. Therefore, this article relates urban and cinematographic production in a capitalist context. 3. Methodological design for the analysis of the represented city. 3.1. Identification of analysis units. Hecho's Kentsmedus is a movie recorded in many outdoor locations. The first task in the methodological design was to identify the sequences shot outdoors, which correspond to the basic analysis units. Such sections, 9, contain representations of the city's public space and the citizens who inhabit it. 3.2. Data collection. Secondly, content analysis was applied according to a model that collected data on the two indicators defined for this type of urban structure, which, as already stated, emerged from the theoretical discussion of Lagos-Olivo, 2016, a. urban informality, and, b. informal economy. Each indicator has been transformed into variables and categories for observation, as can be seen on Table 1. Table 1. Informal city categories. This section of the article is not available in audio format because it contains special characters that cannot be reproduced. 3.3. Presence is as important as absence. Since it is pertinent for this paper to know about the urban context of the story, I have used the analysis units, 9 cinematographic sequences shot in Santiago public spaces, to establish a correspondence between the characteristics of a theoretical city type, the informal city, and the city represented in the images. This explains the presence or absence of each category in Table 1. If a category is absent, it means that a certain urban characteristic is not part of the cinematic story, and, therefore, does not symbolically build an informal urban structure. A category that is present means the opposite. 4. The invisibility of urban informality. Some results. Hecho's Kentsmedus is a story with predominantly long sequences shot in the public space of Santiago. Two very specific zones are emphasized. The historic city downtown, the Ahmadi pedestrian promenade in the Concha y Terra neighborhood, and the outskirts, where there is a flow of water. The periphery-center relationship is truly evident in the images, where the center is very visible, and the periphery is rather hidden, out of the visual field of the ordinary citizen. Table 2. Informal city categories. This section of the article is not available in audio format because it contains special characters that cannot be reproduced. In this context, the content analysis shows the presence of certain characteristics of an informal city in 7 of the 9 sequences observed. It also highlights the absence of categories such as pride or 1.1 self-built housing or 3.1, categories under informal consumers B1, the trade and commerce category, B2.1, and all the categories which are part of informal commerce B3. 4.1. The big picture. According to the categories, we can see a partial representation of an informal type of urban structure. The predominant characteristics indicate a low level of urbanization, a 2, as Table 2 shows. We can also observe a sequence, S7, that shows our house in precarious conditions, which indicates the creation of a settlement or illegal land occupation. There is another sequence, S6, where the main characters challenge authority, not the police, in this case, a 1.2, by invading private property. As an indicator of informal economy, the category of collecting reusable materials B2.2 is very present as an expression of the marginal jobs carried out during the 1980s crisis. Kerr et al. 2001, points out that the economy showed an increase in the unemployment rate from 19.6% in 1982 to 26.4% in 1983. 4.2. Inhabiting the public space of the historic city center. Vera introduces us to his film with a long sequence of shots in color that show the city center of Santiago and its citizens. A prostitute can be seen, figure 1b, as well as street artists, figure 1c, newspaper sellers, street sellers, taxi drivers, tricycle drivers, shoe shiners, cyclists, and pedestrians, among others, as figure 1 illustrates. Namely, it is a kind of preface of the informal city on any given day. The next shot shows a man driving his tricycle. We can still see these men all across Santiago, taking waste material to be recycled, category B2.2. The director inserts two shots in black and white, which break with the formality of the big city to introduce the periphery, unveiling with this filmic action one of the main characters, Emilio Nelson Baroth, a homeless man. Vera establishes two associations, I, color with formality, and I, black and white with the informal city, bitter and inhospitable. Figure 1. Sequence 1. Copyright, Luis Vera. 4.3. Indigence and informality. Here we can see in black and white the expulsion of Emilio from the gateway where he has been sleeping, figure 2. The architecture of the city itself provides him with shelter. Thus, he starts on an urban pilgrimage to find another shelter. On his way, he collects some material to recycle, B2.2, and at the same time he meets other citizens of the same social standing. Poverty is a general condition in this urban depiction, see footnote 7. Category B2.2 supposes the search for waste material in places where litter is collected. Emilio walks along the streets of the Concha y Terra neighborhood, moving further away from the city center and carrying a sack with his belongings on his shoulder. He walks around zones with certain urban abnormalities, a 2.3, empty areas where dust, dry grass, or litter prevail. The character encounters a religious pilgrimage, on the bridge of what used to be the north-south road and is now the central highway. He does not head towards it since they are going in opposite directions, which strengthens the idea of his social estrangement. In fact, he walks against established urban logical order, which is typical of the homeless, who kill time in public space. In fact, there is a shot where Emilio faces cars on the highway. He does not follow urban rules, because there are no rules for the homeless. This sequence also features Marta, Loreto Valenzuela, who is kidnapped in the middle of the night and tossed into the riverbed by unknown men. The main characters meet, and there is a confluence of marginalized people. Figure 2. Sequence 2. Copyright, Luis Vera. Figure 3. Sequence 3. Copyright, Luis Vera. Figure 4. Sequence 4. Copyright, Luis Vera. Figure 5. Sequence 5. Copyright, Luis Vera. This section of the article is not available in audio format because it contains special characters that cannot be reproduced. 4.4. The precariousness of industrial labor. The next character to appear is Miguel Jose Sosa, a textile worker on the edge of unemployment. The shots show him carrying a wooden rod as a watchman, figure 3. The camera is inside the private property of the factory. However, it films our public space, specifically a street where a horse-drawn wagon passes by carrying reusable materials, B2.2. 4.5. Marginal convergence. This sequence shows the convergence of the marginal couple on the riverside of a dirty and stony urban river, which corresponds to the category of urban abnormality, a 2.3. Emilio pulls Marta out from the waters, and at the same time Marta rescues Emilio, little by little, from his learned hopelessness regarding the future and humans in general. As the relationship grows, so do basic necessities. Food and shelter, figure 4. The synergy produced by the encounter leads to the creation of a squatter settlement. The sequence ends with a wire fence indicating private property, figure 4d. 4.6. The streets of Old Santiago. The director then relocates the action to the downtown area, where there are no features of an informal city. Miguel walks to his home in the basement of a building, still carrying a wooden rod. He disappears from the scene as if he were going into an invisible world, far away from daylight and public scrutiny. 4.7. Public-private tension. Most of the characters converge here. While Marta and Emilio reflect on their miserable lives, Oelia, Miriam Palacios, a homeless woman with psychiatric issues, bursts into the scene, collecting reusable materials, tin cans B2.2. She has a harsh encounter with Miguel, who appears with the intention of driving them out of the place. In the story, what should be public, the riverbanks, is actually private property, jealously guarded by Miguel, who becomes a watchman once again. On the other hand, as defined by Category A1.2, Emilio challenges the watchman's authority with a few words and he obtains an extension. All categories that indicate a low level of urbanization are also present, a 2. In the shops where the big city and its buildings arise, cutting the skyline, see background of figure 6, see, we can see the features of precariousness and absence of public space, a 2.1, as well as the continuous disruption of urban structure, a 2.2, and urban abnormality, a 2.3. These shots indicate that abandoned areas are adjacent to the formal city. In urban terms, the images show proximity between the formal and the informal. Figure 6. Sequence 6. Copyright, Luis Vera. Figure 7. Sequence 7. Copyright, Luis Vera. Figure 8. Sequence 8. Copyright, Luis Vera. This section of the article is not available in audio format because it contains special characters that cannot be reproduced. 4.8. The squatter settlement arises. Marta and Emilio begin to take root on this forbidden land, and at the same time they strengthen their relationship. A shelter thus emerges, indicating the category of housing in precarious conditions, a 3.2, and there is also a garden, figure 7a, a clothesline, figure 7b, and even an outdoor living room, 13. While Marta tries to do the cleaning, Emilio pretends to wash his face in the river, both actions being more symbolic than real. Once again, Noelia and Miguel converge on the scene, and Miguel tries to drive them out of the place. As a detail of the setting, the city skyline with its big towers is observed, figure 7, B and C, as well as the consolidation of the categories which define a low level of urbanization, a 2. The main characters resist and once again avoid being forced out of the site. 4.9. Back to the formal city. Luis R. Vera again shows the formal city, specifically the front of Miguel's basement flat. All the shots of the sequence contrast with the categories of the informal city. 4.10. Precarious housing. In the final sequence, the categories present in sequence 7 appear again and show a precarious dwelling. Tragedy suddenly occurs. Emilio resists being forced out just as Miguel insists on the eviction. The promised land is behind the wire fence, but Emilio will stay in the forbidden area. The movie ends with an open general shot that shows the field where the events occurred, and allows us to observe the formal city with its buildings against the skyline, figure 9c. Urban formality and informality are part of the same thing in those images, which show a no man's land, both public and private. Or to be specific, we see a fragmented city, Brenner, 1997, Marcosi and Van Kempen, 2000. Figure 9. Sequence 9. Copyright, Luis Vera. This section of the article is not available in audio format because it contains special characters that cannot be reproduced. 5. Conclusions. While the film scene in that period cannot be referred to as a film industry as such, it does not mean that film's ability to mediate disappeared. Mediation did occur, in fact, hand in hand with the representations created with other iconic products as part of a communication system, for instance, television. Of all the films produced during the decade, Hecho's Kensmedis and Kelga Omenta are the only ones where informal urban contexts are used to tell stories of marginal individuals, although the former is the only one showing complete informality. This singularity explains the interest in its analysis. The cinematic representation of Santiago's public space in Hecho's Kensmedis partially shows the characteristics which define an informal city. That is to say, the characteristics of Santiago as shown in sequences shot in public spaces are consistent with certain theoretical characteristics of this kind of urban structure. The sequences analyzed suggest a fragmented city, Brenner, 1997, Marcosi and Van Kempen, 2000, and an exclusive city, with a border between formal and informal, public and private. The relation between so-called neoliberalism and the public space crisis becomes evident in certain images where the most noticeable characteristic is precarious urbanization, a 2, while the absent ones indicate an informal economy, b. In any case, from the viewpoint of mass media, the movie shows a kind of Latin American informal city, not showing other urban typologies which explain of power-elite relationships, as in the case of Creative Cities, Florida, 2008, to point out an entirely opposite example. 5.1. Socio-historical context. The filming took place when large-scale economic changes were being promoted by the dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet, 1973-1989. Hence, the movie takes place amid changes, the 80s crisis, and social adjustments, higher unemployment and lack of housing access, that resulted in the expulsion and exclusion of certain citizens of the metropolitan area, or, as this paper states in its title, expulsion from urban paradise. In fact, Emilio's expulsion is actually a double eviction. First, out of the city. Then, out of the city boundaries as delimited by the river. 5.2. Giving visibility to informality. The homeless man Emilio represents the marginalized person who lives on the boundaries of society and suffers all the violence of a Santiago that is undergoing a complete change. As for Marta, she transacts her expulsion when she loses the possibility of doing her job, and when she passes through the dictator's intelligence service filters, as her kidnapping suggests. One of her dialogues shows the transformation of the working environment due to the repression. The private space of the home turned into a safe space due to the dangers awaiting in the public sphere. This idea remains today in urban actions such as street closures, the proliferation of metal fences and barbed wire, or the private condos with CCTV. I design gardens, that's what makes me feel really angry with people. They locked themselves inside their houses and they let sick the flowers die, Marta. The quote indicates an evident change in the social system regarding the relationship between citizens and the city, which becomes their battlefield. Since the 80s, the private has acquired a new meaning that has consolidated itself over time, and it partly explains the inequalities Santiago still faces. In turn, Miguel is an alienated being due to his work, which he is willing to keep. Thus, a textile worker ends up as a watchman of an abandoned terrain. From a weaving machine, he moves on to preventing occupation of potential squatter settlements, informal city. But above all, he becomes the watchman of a private space, which, however, does not belong to him. The three characters, marginalized, and or on their way to becoming so, converge in the inhospitable periphery of the city, and they converse with the big buildings of formal Santiago as a backdrop. The analysis model used here allows us to focus on the public space represented, which constitutes the context of the story. This helps characterize the Santiago of those 1980s as an informal city. In the narratives of audiovisual fiction, urban informality tends to be represented, transforming the degraded spaces of the city into invisible areas. Hecho's Kensmedus is unique in this regard, which indicates a certain subversion in terms of the context in which the film was shot, 1985. In his eagerness to tell a story about marginality, the director made public space the protagonist of a dark city, which still remains in most of the metropolitan area, despite the parks and skyscrapers that dominate the mass media, Lagos Olivo, 2015b. Accordingly, the use of black and white is a political interpretation of the sad times that the images show. The river, an ancient urban boundary, is also congruent with this idea, reflecting us as if it were a mirror of inequality. River, it is surrounded by green areas and urban development. Downriver, there is only precariousness and loose soil. 5.3. Urban change and social mediation. As Martin Serrano, 2004, points out, communication seeks to avoid collapse, contributing necessary information to guide social action so that social organizations can work within certain boundaries that are compatible with the system, Lagos Olivo, 2015. All social mediation seeks to provide models which serve as a reference to the group to preserve its cohesion from the divisive effects of social change, Martin Serrano, 2004. Thus, as a communication product, Hecho's Kensmedus participates in the social mediation process, providing a repertoire of urban stereotypes that are characteristic of an informal city. The message indicates the dangers of being excluded from the system, the community, or the peer group. Outside of the formal urban order, there is only space for a hopeless marginality. Therefore, it would be more convenient to remain within the regulatory margins of the big city. The urban depictions in these images include a specific message about the marginalized. In fact, its examples of urban exclusion can be observed in the city even today, as Figure 10b points out. Figure 10. Hechos Kensmedis and a picture of the Mepica River, Kings Park area, 2016. This section of the article is not available in audio format because it contains special characters that cannot be reproduced. The 1980s were characterized by a low output of national fiction films. Between 1981 and 1990, there were only 81 full-length movies filmed on 35mm celluloid with the city of Santiago as their main location. This paper is only the tip of the iceberg when it comes to analyzing cinematic representation of urban informality in this Chilean decade.